WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Firefighters on standby, ready to attack any new wildfires. People are being urged to keep their emergency alerts turned on at all times as the winds pick up. Here's ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee with more on the forecast.
This morning there will be a peak, and again tomorrow morning, a little lull between the two. It's not constant wind, but when they come and they push 60, 70 mile per hour gusts, and that makes fire behavior explosive. This is not something that happens all that often. That's why they're putting that PDS red flag warning through tomorrow.
PDS, possible destructive situation. Former special counsel Jack Smith's report on Donald Trump's actions after the 2020 election has been released. It alleges the president-elect made up claims about fraud to pressure state officials into rejecting lawful votes. Smith also says he feels they would have gotten a conviction if Trump had not won a second term. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth will face questions on Capitol Hill in about an hour. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. A voter ID amendment is up for a state assembly vote today. The Republican-authored measure to enshrine Wisconsin's voter ID law in the state constitution is on its required second pass through the legislature. Following last week's party line vote passing it in the state Senate, passage by the assembly will put it on the April ballot. Oshkosh police have arrested a Texas man for human trafficking. Police say the 32-year-old man and his female victim were staying in an Oshkosh hotel. The man was allegedly forcing her to have sex against her will. The victim told police they'd been together for several months and traveled through different states. And with frigid temperatures here, UW Health says you need to make sure kids layer up and wear the right clothing if they're outside. That includes insulated boots, mittens, and hats. The health provider adds that if kids are doing any sort of sledding, skiing, or skating, they should be wearing a helmet. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is cold out there again this morning. The wind chill in the teens to near 20 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill hovering just below zero most of the day. Sunshine, 13 today. We'll drop to one above tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 22. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:03 on Tuesday morning. Here is EMF Unbelievable on Max FM.
And every pick your attitude, brace yourself. Cause grace is peace.
unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
80s, 90s, and more.
Hello, Jack.
You say,
oh, tainted love.
99 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:09 on Tuesday morning. And Emily, we were talking about what I had for breakfast the other day. I finally got a picture of that up on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page for anyone that's interested in seeing what Dave and Wendy had for breakfast on Saturday.
Goodness gracious, that's a one-time treat, Dave. We're going to have to say right now that's not going to happen again, right? Otherwise, I'm calling your doctor. Just kidding.
Yeah, probably not going to do that again. I mean, but in our defense, it was going on almost 11 o'clock, and it was a debate of what we should do or not do. And so we're like, yeah. So the picture's on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. In case anyone's curious of what we had, I mean, and it looks delicious. I mean, you can see those chicken strips right on top of there. I mean, oh, my goodness. I'm hungry looking at, but I did eat a proper breakfast this morning just so we can clarify that one rather quickly. Now, we are looking out for everyone this morning, and we're going to talk about the six weird things
that can get you flagged by the TSA. Now, if you enjoy being patted down by strangers in blue rubber gloves, do everything on this list the next time you try to fly. An expert in airport management security came up with the list of unexpected things that can get you flagged by the TSA. And Emily, what is the first thing on our list?
Number one is being dressed wrong for the weather. Like having way too many layers on in summer, it could mean you're trying to hide something. Dun, dun, dun.
You know,
it does. Yeah, I got it. I believe in that one. I dress right for the weather if you're going to go fly, because any way that you look weird, they're going to call you out.
Yeah, they are. And there's no question about it, right? Because it's going to be weird. It's 80 degrees outside and you've got your parka on and your stocking hat on. They're going to be like, okay, what are you actually doing? What are you trying to hide in here, you know? And maybe you threw in some bottles of facial cream or something that you shouldn't have, or whatever you may be trying to hide in your parka. Yeah, don't take a parka to the airport when it's 80 degrees outside and wear it. It's not going to end well. And number two on the list, you know, I can see this, but I can't. It's yawning a lot. He says when people are stressed, they tend to want more oxygen. What happens if you're flying out at 7 o'clock in the morning and you've been up since 4 o'clock in the morning? You're going to yawn. Now everyone's going to be so conscious about yawning at the airport, Emily.
Yeah, I agree. What if you get your flight canceled twice and you spend the night in the airport? I wonder if that makes someone tired. Yes, it does. Just been through that. That sucks. So, yes, definitely. I think that one's a no-no. I mean, I'm just saying, do what you got to do. If you're tired, you're going to yawn. I don't think anyone's going to really call you out for that. But if you mix the yawning and a lot of layers in the middle of summer, then maybe. Number three, not making eye contact. It's another sign you're nervous and have something to hide. That's absolutely true. Eye contact, that's a big one. You know, if people are being shady in some way or lying or something, not making eye contact is definitely, studies show that is real. So don't do that unless you're doing something wrong, and just don't do something wrong. And then you'll be fine. Then you'll be fine at the airport, you know.
Right. Now, yeah, this one's interesting, and I might be guilty of this. And this one I kind of laugh about. Being extra chatty with them, if you can get, it can get you patted down because they may think you're trying to distract them. So, yeah, don't be too chatty with the TSA agents, apparently, because they don't want you talking to them, or they think you're up to no good trying to distract them. And, you know, that one seems weird to me. I'll just say that right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, we try to usually, you know, be goofy at the airport and make the people smile because they aren't, you know. Their job is hard and it's stressful, and they deal with a lot of crabby people, so they tend to be crabby, and they're dealing with a lot of high anxiety situations, and that they are also security, right? So, I mean, there's just all the combination of the hard things that they're dealing with in their job. So sometimes you can kind of get them to giggle a little bit, but you don't want to chat them up too much, only also because you don't want to hold up the line. So I kind of get it, but I think for other reasons, just try to do the thing and get on through that. If you can say hello or be kind, of course, do that, but like, you know, you don't want to hold up the line because that's just going to make their job harder, right?
And that's exactly it. And the people behind you are going to get upset and that type of thing. So I do totally get it. So, I mean, and I will say this, TSA agents can be very nice as well. So it's not about that at all. It's just trying to keep them from doing their jobs more than anything.
Exactly. Number five on the list is using way too much cologne or perfume. I think this is interesting. They might think you're trying to mask the smell of drugs. So whatever you want to make of that, that's fine. I mean, just don't use too much cologne or perfume. Anyways, you're about to get on a plane with people that there's like not air moving. So you're going to choke somebody out really with like your whole thing that you got going on. Somebody's going to have a hard time breathing. So I think that's just considerate in general. And it, you know, it'll avoid some of that shady feeling that you're trying to cover up a different smell. So that's a good one, I'd say.
Well, and this one is very interesting. Arguing or being aggressive. It's a surefire way to get some extra attention. They might search you just to punish you for being a jerk, so stay calm and just get through the line. Now, why would you argue with the TSA as you're going through the line? They're doing their job. You want to get to where you need to go. Why do you want to slow them down and prolong the experience, right? I don't understand that. I get people can be crabby, and you can definitely attest to after having multiple flights canceled, it's not the greatest feeling, but you still want to treat people nicely, right?
Yeah, you still want to treat people nicely. It's not their fault. You know what I mean? Nothing is their individual fault, so there's no reason to be losing your cool with TSA agents or really with anyone in a professional environment or anyone at all. Like, just take a breath, right? Find your patience. It's there somewhere. And just, you know, be kind. There's just so many situations that people deal with that are hard or frustrating or whatever. And like, you just be nice. It's amazing how much easier it is when you just choose kindness to people. It's hard sometimes. Frustration's real, but find your patience. It's in there. Put on your patient pants.
And that's exactly it. You have to expect that when you're going to travel. It's not always going to go according to plan, right?
Right. It's not. And like I, you know, what I experienced recently with having to go through those canceled flights and actually like sleep in the airport, I've never experienced anything like that before. It is quite rare. So, you know, then you can be delayed. You can, you know, but that just, you're going to get there eventually. So sometimes, what do they say? The, you know, part of the journey is the experience, right? Like, I really appreciate that because you just got to make the best of everything. Sometimes it's really a challenge to do that, but you can do it. And, you know, you chose to take the travel. So, you know, stick with it and you'll get there.
And that's exactly it. You know, you're traveling and you just, again, you got to be patient. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I'm talking about being patient here as we're sitting here talking. Our studio phone line's ringing and I answer the phone and no one replies back to me. I'm like, come on, I'm trying to be patient with you, trying to find out what you need. And then they hang up on me. So not sure what that was all about, but it was like some weird 833 number or something along those lines. So, yeah, I don't get it. And I was trying to be so patient about it. And yeah, didn't get anywhere whatsoever.
I guess they didn't want to talk to you this morning. And they're like, oh, he's on the radio. I better call back later. So maybe he'll get another call back. Probably not, because it was probably some kind of spam call. So sorry that that happens, but it happens.
Yes, it does.
All the time, actually.
Yeah, and I didn't get upset with them at all. And one thing is, we talked about phone calls this morning. I do want to mention that we touched on a 911 outage that was reported in Columbia, Iowa, Richland, Marquette, and Adams counties yesterday. From everything we're seeing, those issues have been corrected early this morning. So that was an extended outage. We know that there is some sort of fiber cut in the state of Wisconsin. We don't know any more. More than that, I've had people ask me, what happened? Where did it happen? I don't know all those details. But we know that there was a lot going on and it affected so many counties yesterday. And, you know, those things do happen. It seems like there's been more of that going on lately. So just our general reminder, be patient, be kind, and don't do stupid things. I'm going to just say it bluntly. Like getting in
you
trouble
heard it
with
right
the TSA.
From the source, folks, don't do stupid things. Let's just make sure to be kind and try to use our smarty pants and our patience pants every day if we can.
Exactly. I mean, and so it was funny because I had someone texting me. They were anxiously waiting on that TSA list this morning. So, you know, so now they know the things not to do when you go through the TSA line, Emily. And so you're going to be back with us about 8:40 for calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together on Max FM.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you ready to build a great career with great people this year? Explore opportunities at Teal Plastics, where they make products matter and make lives better. Teal is hosting a job fair on Tuesday, January 16th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, January 18th from 9 a.m. to noon at 1060 Teal Court in Baraboo. Teal offers competitive wages starting at up to $22.90 per hour. For more information or to apply online, visit their website, teal.com. That's T-E-E-L.com. See you at the job fair. Teal is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and every Sunday night is family night at the Pizza Ranch. Join us for a $12.99 buffet with a drink every Sunday night from 5 p.m. till 7 p.m. Make your Sunday special with all your family favorites and some bonding time and full bellies with those who you love. Join us at Reedsburg Pizza Ranch from 5 to 7 for family night.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you. It is 8:24 on Tuesday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily with the Proclaimers on Max FM.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm walking, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost
almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm lonely, well I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. Who's coming home with you? But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. You know, 8:27 on Tuesday morning. The sun is out. It is a beautiful day to be out and about. And we have some exciting news right here from Max FM. As a premier sponsor, the Baraboo Area Senior Center Organization invites you to two benefit concerts for the Baraboo Outdoor Pool. The first is on February 16th at 2:30 p.m. at the Civic Center Gym. Red Higgins Traditional Country Music. Tickets for this event are just $20 and all proceeds support the Baraboo Public Pool. Then on March 2nd, Molly B will be in town at the Baraboo Arts Center, 1 p.m., $30 for tickets to see Molly B. Or if you want to get tickets to both events, they have a deal for you. Tickets to both the concerts for Molly B and Red Higgins for $45. All proceeds benefit the Baraboo Public Pool. Max FM is proud to be a premier sponsor of this event, and we look forward to seeing you at both concerts. To purchase tickets or for more information, you can contact Basco at 608-356-8464. We're excited to have both concerts here. We're excited to help support the Baraboo Public Pool as well. And, you know, the pool is such an important part of our community. So please try to attend one or both concerts, and you get to enjoy some great music. Molly B puts on a fantastic show. If you've not had an opportunity to see that show, you want to get these tickets. I have a feeling that show will sell out. Coming up, we will get a look at sports and weather. And the morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
Some things are worth waiting for. The cable guy isn't one of them. U.S. Cellular's home internet is so simple to install, you can do it yourself. Fast 5G home internet for $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. No waiting, no appointment windows, just home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. By far the best deal for home internet. Plus, for a limited time, get a free router. Visit your local U.S. Cellular agent in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
The Rams are moving on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, rolling to a 27-9 win over the Vikings in wild card action in Glendale, Arizona last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Rams now head to Philadelphia to face the Eagles on Sunday. The Packers are the latest team to reportedly show interest in Cincinnati receiver T. Higgins. The Bengals don't have the money to pay the wideout, and the Packers head into the offseason with plenty to spend. Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich and vice president of player personnel John Eric Sullivan drawing interest from other teams around the league. Packers receiving a request from the Bears to interview Stenovich for their vacant head coaching position. Sullivan has interviewed with the Tennessee Titans for their GM job. Former Packer head coach Mike McCarthy also done in Dallas. The two sides couldn't agree on the length of a new contract, leaving McCarthy to pursue other NFL opportunities. College basketball, Greg Gard shoots for win number 200 tonight. The Badgers host Ohio State. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
City weather.
It is cold out there again this morning. The wind chill in the teens to near 20 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill hovering just below zero most of the day. Sunshine, 13 today. We'll drop to 1 above tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high of 22. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is zero.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:33 on Tuesday morning. John Mellencamp hurt so good on Max FM.
With a girl like you. With a girl.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you. My face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps. But more than ever,
I guess that's why they call it the blues. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 841 on Tuesday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Elton John, I guess that's why they called it the blues. And, you know, I'm sure the Vikings fans have the blues this morning. I know at least Darren does. And I'm pretty sure our good friend Jay Roberts does as well. And, you know, Vikings didn't show up last night, Emily, and I just had to mention that because Jay was talking about it yesterday.
Yeah, gotta show up. Gotta show up, right? Gotta show up all four quarters, just like you were saying on Monday. So, yeah, well, I guess you could play that song for them. That's fair. That's a beautiful song, though, right? I mean, it's just a beautiful song.
It is a very beautiful song, and it was one of those where I just couldn't pass up picking on Jay a little bit. I've been messaging with him during our break as well, so he knows it's coming today. So, you know, I appreciate the diversity of all of our people here at Max FM as well. And, you know, it's one of those that we had a rough season with the Packers and now the Vikings. And so we kind of go with it. And it's one of those things. It's not the end of the world. It's only football, folks. There's a lot bigger things going on in the world today.
Yes, there are things going on in the world. Definitely. There are some special things going on for calendar days today.
There's some cool ones.
There's some really cool ones. I really like these ones. I'm going to go ahead and jump in here, and I'm going to start with National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. Our mouths are watering just thinking about how we're going to celebrate. Jeez, does that sandwich look good. Man, I mean, there's something about melty, cheesy, saucy, hot sandwiches, right? Like, I mean, it's just delicious. So I might have to partake in something like that today. Pastrami's a special meat. I'm a fan.
It is. And, you know, there's one in here that I saw that was interesting. And I'm not going to say it the way it's in here, but it's Feast of the Donkey Day. And it's, you know, the way it was worded in here, someone's trying to get me in trouble. But it goes back to a biblical thing about the unsung heroes, as we talk about. There is a lot of references in the Bible to donkeys. And obviously, that is what it's really all about. And obviously, everyone else is going to giggle about it in other certain ways. And so I kind of chuckled when I saw that. I was almost going to text you and see if you were going to say it. So the other one I found is...
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, I was going to try to get you.
I was wondering who was going to bring it up. I'm not
No. That's
they
how we
it on this site, though, that's for sure.
In the, if you look at how many people have shared it, that says a lot, because then I go look at Printing Ink Day, and that has considerably less shares, in the hundreds versus the thousands, and celebrate all the things inky. And you know, I will say this, not a fan of inkjet printers, and I'm just going to say that as an IT guy, not a fan of inkjet printers, because the ink dries up, then you got to replace it, the things also clog up, then you got to clean it. We actually invested in a color laser printer in our house, and it wasn't that terribly expensive, and actually saved considerable amounts of money over time, because we're not dealing with ink cartridge drying up, and then also the printer not working and all the headaches that go along with it. So absolutely hate inkjet printers. I'm just going to say it.
Printers are just a pain anyway, I have to say. There's always some issue with printers. In my opinion, if you can get away with not printing something, just send it in a way that's digital, but
right.
Some things you have to print. I understand that. So, you know, just be thoughtful, because printers are going to break. If you have a big project, just make sure this stuff is working and you have enough ink or whatever kind of printer you're using, because they can be a big hassle. We've had a lot of comical and frustrating things happen in our family with printers over the years. So, yeah, I kind of just trying to lean towards not printing things if I can help it. But anyway,
well, one thing I want to just touch on real quick as we talk about that, as we move to the new studio, I hate to break it to any of our coworkers, the copier is not coming with us. So the printing footprint in the Max FM is going to be considerably smaller. We have computers. You can read everything on the screen. So there will not be a copier in the Max FM studio. I hate to break it to anyone, but we're downsizing our space a little bit. And as part of that, we're downsizing our footprint. So yeah, no more noisy copier that's held together by gaff tape.
That's a good thing. I appreciate that, Dave. Thank you for not moving that thing over, because nobody needs that, a gaff tape printer. Just do the office space thing on that thing, just like we talked about. Anywho, we don't want to get off on that track too much.
No, nope.
It's also Mahayana New Year today, celebrating one of the main branches of Buddhism. If you want to learn more about that, go ahead and Google that. There's probably some beautiful pieces of knowledge to learn about that. Today also, January 14th, is International Kite Day. Let your colorful creative masterpieces take to the sky as we celebrate International Kite Day. I must say, if you live around here right now, don't go fly a kite. It is way too cold. That would not be fun. But that is something that I do really, really appreciate. That is one thing we did over the pandemic a lot. We flew a lot of kites with our time, so that was nice. Let's see. Cesarean section day. The C-section is performed when a normal delivery poses a risk to mother or child. So there's a very cute picture of a lady holding her little boo-boo baby on there, and it is so cute. Another one that I see that I appreciate is poetry at work day. A poem at work a day keeps creativity gushing in all week. And poems are one of those things that, whether you're a reader of poetry, a writer of poetry, or just aware of it, it is something that's kind of always at work, right? It's difficult to finish a poem. And when you do, you know it. So that's a cool thing. It's something also you can like kind of come back around to wherever you journal it or whatever you're working on. If it's on your computer or whatnot, you can come back around to your poem and just take a minute and be creative with that. So that's really nice.
Well, and I did go out and just kind of Google radio and poem. And this was written by Kevin's Meandering Mind. Listen to the music on the lake, waiting for the break of day. Let me steal this moment from you now. It's time to come together. And we'll all float on, okay, lyrics from songs by Bruce Hornsby, Chicago Kate Bush, Cool and the Gang, Modest Mouse, and more. So there you go. Dave's poetry
nice.
For you
Thank
today.
You for that. Oh, that was nice. I did like take a deep breath during that. It's interesting how like when you just take a second and pause, the different things that can happen to your, you know, to your moment. It's really nice. It's really nice.
I did not write that again. Credit to Kevin's Meandering Mind. And also today, organize your home day. So there you go. It is a good day to organize your home. And we talked about the whole TSA thing. It's National Shop for Travel Day.
I saw that too. I was like, wait a minute. We just talked about that. That's interesting. Shopping for travel is big. You know, if you got a big trip coming up, you know, you don't want to go overboard, right? Because you don't want to end up packing a bunch of stuff that you don't want to have to haul around with you. So I'm, you know, it's easy to overpack. I'm working to not do that when I travel. It is hard, though, because you're never sure 100% what you need. So
you're exactly right. And then I saw the top one on our list today. And, you know, I don't agree with this one. I'm just going to go with that. And it is National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
What do you not agree with? You don't want to dress up the pets?
No, I don't dress up our dog for the most part. He is not a huge fan of being dressed up either. Our last dog loved his Packers jersey, so we could dress him up. He absolutely loved it. Our current dog, on the other hand, we were able to put a hat on him, and that's about as far as we can go with dressing him up. He's not a fan of being dressed up at all, so I kind of get it.
I'm going to have to disagree. Like, if the dog gets that look about them that they're hanging their head and looking at you from, like, you know, when their head's down, they're looking up at you, which is like the hang dog expression, you know, just that probably means they don't want it. But on the other hand, there are dogs that really like their outfits. Smaller dogs, for some reason, I'm on my second small dog and both of them were accidental. I do love some small dogs. I love all dogs,
yeah.
Whatever. But
yeah.
I consider myself a big dog person. But at the same time, there's a lot that comes with a small dog that makes things a little easier sometimes just because of the size. But both small dogs that I have had in my life love their jackets. Like, I mean, they'll jump for it. They get so excited.
Yep.
My dog I have now, King, he wiggles his little head right into his jacket. So, yeah, I mean, just kind of read the room, just like usual,
yes.
Right? We actually were just talking about an outfit that we could put on this dog because of a certain trick that he does, which, Dave, I know you've seen when he stands up and does his little leg move. He's starting to get really, 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 really excited with that move. And it's like, I mean, it's going over the top. So at this point, we're thinking about like maybe a Run DMC, like an Adidas sweatsuit kind of situation with a Kangol hat, and then put like sample some different music in the background. Edit
you know,
it up right and put that on TikTok or on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we're thinking that would get a lot of attention. So,
I think
I don't
it's
know.
A great okay. idea. And you should get Rob to dress up with the dog as well as part of this.
Make him stand up and beg. Oh, goodness gracious. Yep. So those are the places that our minds go in the morning. So,
yes.
You know, that's all right. That's all right. That's why we have prompts like in calendar days to keep our comedy flowing here on the morning.
Well, quite honestly, by nature, we're both that funny, too. I mean, I'm a total goof off. Anybody that knows me knows that I like to goof off. And I also know the office prankster. I've contained myself, but I'm waiting until we get to the new building to start playing pranks on some of my coworkers. Well, maybe some of the our office tenants as well. We'll just see what happens there.
We'll have to see. We will be reporting on that at another time in the near future, I am sure.
Breaking news. I've got air horns, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
On that note, Super Dave, chill it out over there. It's only not even 9 o'clock in the morning. Air horns sound terrible right now. So let's just keep that in mind. Some people aren't up since 4 a.m. ready for air horns at 9 a.m.
I'll keep it in mind for at least today as I move into do some stuff in the office today as well. So.
Very good. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You betcha.
Thank you out there for tuning in. Yes, and listening to us. We appreciate you very much.
We appreciate all of our listeners. Emily, we appreciate you joining us. You'll be back tomorrow morning at 7:10.
Sounds great. Thank you, Dave, and have a wonderful Tuesday, everyone.
Have a wonderful Tuesday, Emily. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at What Can You Do campaign.
Maximum hits.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.